This is Chris Grabowski from Sendero Group. What I'd like to do today is a overview of the BrailleSense Plus. For those of you that don't know, the BrailleSense Plus is a Braille note taker PDA put out by HIMSS. I'm going to give you an overview of the BrailleSense, its description, and where the buttons and keys are located, and just a quick run through the menu system that's in the BrailleSense. I have the BrailleSense in front of me in its operating position, which would be the Braille display closest to you. If you feel along the top left, you will find a speaker. And if you go all the way to the right, you'll find another speaker. So you have stereo sound on the BrailleSense. Going back towards the middle of the top edge, you will feel an LCD display. That is so that sighted peers can see what you're doing, or if you're a student, your sighted teachers could keep track of what you're doing. You will notice a Braille-style keyboard with backspace, and then your dots 1, 2, 3, your spacebar, then your dots 4, 5, 6, and your Enter key. That's a standard Braille configuration. To the left and right of the spacebar, you will find four flat keys, two on the left and two on the right. These are F1, F2, F3, and F4. The F1 key brings up the BrailleSense program menu. F1 is equivalent to the Windows key on a PC that brings up the start menu. The F2 key brings up the menu when you're in a BrailleSense application. That's equivalent to the Alt key. F3 is your Tab key, and F4 is your Cancel key. Beneath these keys, you will find the cursor routing buttons. There's 32 of them. And in a very thin spot, right up above the cursor routing buttons, you will feel bumps. And these bumps are every fifth cell. This would allow you to jump to the 15th cell or the 20th cell rather quickly. On either side of the Braille display, you will notice two square buttons. These are your panning up button and panning down button. Now that I've explained the top of the BrailleSense, let's go to the back. Going from left to right, you'll find the reset button. The reset button is used to reset the BrailleSense if it's giving you a problem. Next to that, you'll find the Ethernet port to plug into a wired router. Next to that, you have a 9-pin serial port. To the right of that, you find a VGA port for connecting a standard VGA monitor. On the left side, you will find a closest to you compact flash slot, and behind that, going further away from you, you'll find an SD slot for secure digital cards. On the right side, you will find furthest away from you is the power socket where you plug in to AC power. Then you have your USB host port and USB client port. On the front panel, all the way to the left, you'll find a switch. If you flip the switch all the way to the left, all of the keys are locked, which means you can't press any of the buttons. If you flip it to the middle position, the top panel is locked, which means the Braille keyboard on the top of the device. If you flip it to the right, all keys are unlocked. Next to the switch, you have a microphone jack, and you have an earphone jack. To the right of the earphone jack is another three-position switch. All the way to the left, you have the BrailleSense in what's called radio mode. In the middle, it's daisy mode, and to the right, it's media mode. The meaning of that switch will become clear in a second. Going to the right, you have a reverse key. It's pointing to the left. Next to that, you have a record key. Next to that, you have the stop key, which has a dot on it. Next to that is a play key, and it's a little bit wider than the other keys. And then next to that, you have the forward key. Now let's go back to that second position switch. When the switch is flipped to the left and it says radio mode, then these media buttons on the front, the forward, the play, and that, they control the radio. When it's switched to daisy mode, they control reading in a daisy book. And when it's switched to media mode, they control the media player. To the right of the media buttons, you have the on-off switch. So if you flip it to the right, you turn the device on. If you flip it to the left, you turn the device off. And it's kind of a spring switch, so when you flip it to the right, it moves back into the middle position. So let me turn the BrailleSense on.
Power on. Biomanager left parenthesis, F right parenthesis.
So what you heard is the device announced power on, then it played a little sound, and then it announced the last item that you were pointing at if you were in the program menu when you turned it off. So for example, if the last option I was pointing at was word processor, when I turned it on, it would say word processor. And you also heard left parenthesis, F right parenthesis. That means that from anywhere within the program menu, you could hit F and it will take you to the file manager. Now let's do a space with .4 and we'll go down the program menu.
Word processor left parenthesis, W right parenthesis.
That's the word processor.
GW sense navigation left parenthesis, V right parenthesis.
That's the GW sense navigation, that's the GPS add-on.
Address manager left parenthesis, a right parenthesis.
There's your address book.
Schedule manager left parenthesis, S right parenthesis.
Your schedule manager, your daily planner and things like that, your to-do list.
E-mail left parenthesis, E right parenthesis.
There's email.
Media player left parenthesis, M right parenthesis.
The media player.
Radio left parenthesis, R right parenthesis.
The radio.
Web browser left parenthesis, D right parenthesis.
You can browse the internet.
Daisy player left parenthesis, D right parenthesis.
Daisy player.
Bluetooth manager left parenthesis, L right parenthesis.
This is where you would go to connect your GPS receiver.
MSN messenger left parenthesis, N right parenthesis.
You can use the BrailleSense with MSN Messenger and keep in contact with your family, your friends, or whoever's on your MSN Messenger contact list.
Database manager left parenthesis, T right parenthesis.
You can create and edit databases.
Utility left parenthesis, U right parenthesis.
We'll take a tour of the utility menu. I will press enter.
Calculator left parenthesis, C right parenthesis.
There's a calculator.
Set date and time left parenthesis, T right parenthesis.
That's how you set the date and time.
Check date and time left parenthesis, T right parenthesis.
Check the date and time. You can also use a global command, space with T.
Wake up alarm left parenthesis, a right parenthesis.
There's a wake up alarm.
Calendar left parenthesis, L right parenthesis.
Calendar.
Pronunciation dictionary left parenthesis, P right parenthesis.
If you don't like the way Eloquence is pronouncing something, you can change that.
Stopwatch left parenthesis, W right parenthesis.
Stopwatch.
Terminal for screen reader left parenthesis, S right parenthesis.
This is how you would connect it to your computer and use it as a braille display with your screen reader.
Set up internet left parenthesis, I right parenthesis.
This is where you'd set up your internet, telling the BrailleSense if you wanted to use the built-in wireless adapter or Bluetooth with a cell phone, for example.
Network status left parenthesis, N right parenthesis.
This is where you would go to find out if you were online.
Check power status left parenthesis, B right parenthesis.
This is how you check the power.
Backup slash restore option settings left parenthesis, K right parenthesis.
You can backup and restore option settings, not particularly your device, because you can go into the file manager and do a copy and a paste. So you can select whatever you want in the file manager and paste it onto removable media.
Upgrade BrailleSense plus B32 OS left parenthesis, U right parenthesis.
And this is how you would upgrade your BrailleSense. If you were connected either online, it goes to the internet and it downloads it, or offline on a card or a memory stick, and that's the last one. So I would do a space with Z.
Utility left parenthesis, U right parenthesis.
And now we're back to the main menu, and I will do a space with .4.
Option settings left parenthesis, O right parenthesis.
That's for the option settings.
Help left parenthesis, H right parenthesis.
And there's the BrailleSense onboard help. If we press enter here.
Help overview left parenthesis, O right parenthesis.
And we do our space with .4 to go down.
Basic functions help left parenthesis, P right parenthesis.
Again.
Biomanager help left parenthesis, F right parenthesis.
Again.
Word processor help left parenthesis, W right parenthesis. GW sense navigation help left parenthesis, V right parenthesis.
And then we press enter here, because we're going to open the GW sense navigation help.
Reading. Sense navigation.txt open RAID 2, GW.
And it's an actual read-only word processor file, so you use your standard word processing commands in order to read the file. I'm going to start reading just so that you see what it's like.
GW Sense Navigation User Manual for Software version 1.3, July 4th, 2008. For the most up-to-date version of this manual, please refer to http://www.gumicro.com/sense_nav/. Any updates to the GW Sense Navigation Manual, README files, or appendices will be found there. GW Micro Incorporated, 725 Airport, North Office Park, Fort Wayne, Indiana, 46825.
Okay, and I stopped it from reading. And now I'll do a space with Z to exit out of the help.
GW sense navigation help left parenthesis, V right parenthesis.
And we're back to the help. So I'll do another space with Z to exit back to the main program menu.
Help left parenthesis, H right parenthesis.
Now I'll do a space with dot one because I want to go up the list. I want to go to the options.
Option settings left parenthesis, O right parenthesis.
And then I'll press enter.
Braille display left parenthesis, B right parenthesis, colon, on, list item.
And this is where you would go to change the Braille display, change the punctuation, change the speech, rate, pitch, volume, any of that stuff. Turn Bluetooth on, turn wireless on, and we will go down a few of these.
Braille cursor left parenthesis, C right parenthesis, colon, always up, list item. 8 dot mode left parenthesis, E right parenthesis, colon, off, list item. View slash input grade left parenthesis, G right parenthesis, colon, grade 2, list item. Message display time left parenthesis, M right parenthesis, colon, 3 seconds, list item.
And what it's doing is it's giving you the punctuation. By default, all punctuation is on.
Voice left parenthesis, V right parenthesis, colon, on, list item.
This is how you would turn the voice off, or you can actually do it. There's a global hotkey to do that.
Punctuation level left parenthesis, V right parenthesis, colon, all, list item.
And this is one that I am going to change. I'll hit the space bar.
Off, list item.
I'll hit it again.
Punctuation, list item.
I'll hit it again.
Symbol, list item.
I'll hit it again.
All, list item.
One more time, we'll go back to off.
Off, list item.
And press enter.
Saved options, option settings, O.
So now we're back to the program menu, and we're pointing at the options menu, so I'm going to just hit enter again.
Braille display, B, on, list item.
So if you notice, the punctuation is now off.
Braille cursor, C, 8 dot mode, new input, message, voice, punctuation, keyboard echo, capitalization alert, new, pitch, list item, numbers, N, on, list item, voice volume, L, 6, list item.
Okay, I'll do a space with Z to exit out of the options menu.
Canceled saving options, option settings, O.
One final thing I want to do is take you into the sense navigation. And instead of doing a space with dot one to go up, I will just hit V because V is the shortcut for sense navigation.
Bluetooth not activated. Loading maps. Please wait. Six maps loaded. Virtual navigation. Street. F Street stat unable to connect the GPS receiver. Look around bonus. Easy publishing 20 feet north.
So you heard a few things. You heard Bluetooth is not activated because Bluetooth is not on. And it said unable to connect to GPS receiver because, again, Bluetooth is not on. And it put us into virtual mode at my last virtual position, which is at Sendero Group. So I'll hit A.
426 F Street.
And it's actually 429 F Street. I will hit C for city.
City, Davis, State Province, California, zip code 95,616.
And now I'm going to use 2356 to go forward to the next intersection.
139 feet south. Now on look around bonus. Riparian improvement ordinance, 29 feet left.
And a look around POI just triggered.
399 F Street.
And I just hit A to find out where I am. So I'm going to hit my nearest intersection command, which is X.
Nearest intersection, 4th Street, near.
And then I'm going to do my next intersection command, which is 456.
Next intersection, 3rd Street, 463 feet ahead.
So let's go forward.
463 feet south, 3rd Street, left and right.
Now I'm going to use dots 5-6. I want to turn to the right.
Now on 3rd Street, look around user. A span, 18 feet slight left.
And then I'm going to go forward down 3rd Street.
309 feet west, East Street, left and right.
Forward again.
325 feet west, D Street, left and right.
Again.
Look around user. 326 feet west, C Street, left and right.
So we're in the alphabet portion of Davis.
399 3rd Street.
Go forward.
Look around. 302 feet west, B Street, left and right.
Now I'll turn left on B Street.
Now on B Street, heading south at 3rd Street, left and right.
And then we'll go forward.
506 feet south, 2nd Street, left and right. Look around bonus. Smith Virgil CCPA, 49 feet behind.
So as you can see, you can use the sense navigation to virtually explore, and if we were out live tracking with a live GPS receiver, you would be getting the city changes and the street changes and POI look around events and all that stuff. So I'm going to press space with Z to exit sense navigation.
Close GW sense navigation. Are you sure? Yes. Prompt button.
And I'm sure, so I'm going to hit Y for yes.
GW sense navigation, V.
And then I am going to turn off the Braille sense by flipping the power switch to the left.
Power off.
And it plays a shutdown sound and it says power off. The BrailleSense has built-in wireless 802.11g, has built-in Bluetooth. It has the compact flash and SD card slots, as stated previously. It also has an 8 gigabyte internal flash disk for storing a lot of your data. I actually have the New York and California maps on the BrailleSense. You could install all of the maps of the United States and have about a gigabyte left over. Well, I hope you've enjoyed this overview of the BrailleSense Plus. If you have any questions, feel free to contact Sendero Group at www.senderogroup, and that's SENDEROGROUP.com.